Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is Monday of Ordinary Time, proper four in the church calendar, and I'm so glad you're here. If you do have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Set aside this time as holy unto the Lord.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares with you. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. More precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. And nothing I desire compares with you.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
We do have a prayer request today. It's from Alyssa in Florida in the U.S. Lord, we pray for Melissa. We join her in prayer, praying for daily beauty in all. God, show her beauty all around her. Open her eyes, God, to your beauty, Lord. Lord, we pray that she would get hired in a good, steady job. We ask you for that job, Lord. Would you provide? You are a provider, God. We pray for Melissa. And Lord, we join her in praying for wisdom, for success. In the name of Jesus, give her wisdom, so she will know which way to go to find the success that you have for her. In the name of Jesus, the name above every other name. Amen.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares with you.
Psalm 41. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, "Have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you." My enemies say of me in malice, "When will he die and his name perish?" When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, "A vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies." Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 52. Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God, you who practice deceit? Your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying, "Here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others." But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good.
Your name is good. We love to sing it. We love to speak it, Lord. Proclaim it. Your name is good. Your name is good. Oh, Father, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is 2 Corinthians 5:11-6:2. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Now is the time of your favor. Now is the time. Oh, drink deeply of the Lord and his favor upon you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is Monday of Ordinary Time, proper four in the church calendar. And our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servant's grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give us prompts. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say their names with boldness before the throne of grace today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus.
glorious, powerful Jesus.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families and our extended families, whatever that means in your life today. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. For your enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us.
Your name is glorious, powerful, oh Jesus.
Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you are doing in our lives and in the lives of our family and friends, in our cities, in our nation, in our world. You are on the move, Lord. Show us, and may we join you in being your hands and feet, feeding the hungry where we come upon them, giving bread, giving resources to ministries where you lay it on our hearts, God, being a part of our churches. We are in the midst of communities. May your light so shine on a hill, God. Help us to be a part of that this week. In the name of Jesus, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are empowered. You are loved. Go.